Welcome to Leadership Level Up. I'm Brian Prairie.
And I'm Dr. Jeff Williamson.
I am just starting my leadership journey.
And I've been guiding leaders for 30 years.
Our podcast aims to shine a spotlight on outstanding leaders and provide a platform for them to describe their leadership journey and share the guiding principles that have helped them become great leaders.
Welcome to Leadership Level Up Podcast. I'm your host, Jeff Williamson, my co-host, Brian Prairie, and we are here for another tour of duty with our friend, Jake Lamore. He has been with us before for a conversation, and so we wanted to continue that conversation. If listeners caught the first episode, they heard about your career in radio that continues and some of your early interest in music and podcasting. And so in this second conversation, I really wanted to hear how the current Kankakee podcast that you have been doing and growing, where did that come from? And what are some of the goals and the areas that you focus on that? And then we'll just talk about some of the cool things you've heard and people you've met on the podcast. So welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you, Jeff and Brian. Thank you so much again for having me. I guess you could root it all the way actually back to my childhood. I've always been fascinated with local history. So my love for the area in the historical sense definitely comes from just the conversations I would have with my grandparents telling me all about. And I think it also just is because my family, both sides of my family have been here since the mid to late 1800s.
That's something special right there.
So we've been here a long time. For instance, the Lamore farm that we currently have, I think it's... So my great-great-grandfather bought the farm for my great-grandfather.
Wow.
So there's two generations there. Then my grandfather, so that's three. Then my dad, that's four. Then me and my brothers, five. That's five. And my son has also obviously stepped foot on the property and my niece. So that's six generations that have been... That have walked that land.
That is really special. Yeah. I think that's terrific.
So I think that's probably why I became so interested in the Kankakee area history at a young age.
It's just a big part of your story.
It's a big part of
and
our
you're a big part of that story in Kankakee County in this area.
Exactly. So when I was continuing my career in media, specifically radio, you know, around 2019, I had this idea of, you know, with podcasting being the way it was growing, and I was doing podcasting at that time, but in a different sense. I wasn't, Kankakee podcast wasn't a thing yet, but I thought I would like to throw my hat in on doing a local podcast because I did see that there were some others, but I kind of wanted to do my own take on it. And so I you know, I finally pulled that trigger in 2021, in May of 2021. We're coming up on our second year anniversary. And just the overall goal was to do a podcast about the people and places of Kankakee County, past and present. And I guess you could say a little bit into the future as well. And focus more on the positive stuff. There are some topics that I've still wanted to cover, like some of the more horrendous things like the murders and things like that have happened here that people are always talking about, like the Stephen Small case that happened in the 80s. I'm actually watching the TV show Blackbird right now, which has a Kankakee connection in it as well. Jimmy Keene, who was a graduate of, I think it was actually Kankakee Eastridge High School that still existed at that time. He ended up helping like the FBI catch a serial killer. So
there's two sides of the story.
Yeah. So anyway, that's a whole thing in itself, but mainly focusing on the positive things, just because there, you know, I feel like there's enough, maybe not enough outlets, but there's definitely quite a few outlets right now that are good at reporting the hard news stories. You know, right. I mean, WVLI, The Valley, does an excellent job, you know, KAN, the Daily Journal, you know, they're all covering the shootings, the murders, the accidents, the, all that, you know, politics and things like that. And I felt like, okay, why don't I do, they don't get me wrong. They obviously do positive stuff too, but I just wanted to add to that because I have adopted this mindset is that the more we think positive, the more positive results that we will see
if we
focus more on the positive things, because I feel like there's always been this kind of negative cloud from previous generations about Kankakee, how it's a has-been place, but it's really not. It's in, a lot of people say, a renaissance period currently as we speak. That's actually been going on for quite a while now, as both of you know.
Yes.
And so I wanted to be a part of that in the sense of trying to shine some light on the positive
leading
things.
That conversation on these maybe not untold stories, but not recently told stories or overlooked stories that are beautiful and powerful and inspiring. And again, from earlier conversation, that's another way of leading in a community, is telling the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey always used to say back in the day. I'm aging myself.
And now you know the rest of the story. Yeah.
I always loved those. And so, in a different kind of way, in a Jake way, you're telling the rest of the story about Kankakee and in your podcast. And I love that.
And some of these, and as you said, some of these stories aren't new, because, you know, once a month we do partner with the Kankakee County Museum and we do a historical episode. And the reason why I think it's still so important to embrace our history is just one, we have a very rich history in Kankakee County. And also, I think by looking back at some of these things that have happened in history, it could inspire current generations or future generations to pursue their dreams and thoughts. Or maybe they think about, like, for instance, think about how we had Radicke Brewery here back in the 1800s. And now to this present day, we've got three breweries in Kankakee County. Plus, I think there's a fourth brewery that like brews out of their home.
Okay. Just kind of coming
they're,
up.
They're like a cat. They're like a, there's a, they're attached to Catholicism in some way. And I forget that. I think their name is like Tristan. I can't remember, or maybe it's Tribeca, or I'm trying to remember the name of the brewery, but I think they brew out of their home somewhere here.
There's a Google search for the list. There's
Google. I follow them on Instagram and now I can't remember their actual name, but regardless, like it's
cool. It's rooted in heritage of 200 years ago in business in the area.
So it's just like, you know, maybe kind of like Electric Park that existed in Kankakee that everyone talks about all the time. Maybe hearing and reading about how Electric Park was in the late 1800s and early 1900s, maybe that is what's helping inspire this Kankakee Riverwalk, maybe, or just the whole redevelopment of what's happening along the Kankakee River in the city of Kankakee, or honestly any part, you know, because Moments, obviously, you've got a lot of riverfront property too. So and it just goes on. So maybe hearing about how, you know, Electric Park used to be this amusement area for people, or you know, like the Riverview Hotel, you know, maybe that will inspire new ideas for what we can do today with so that's why I feel like it's so important to focus on history, and just realize how cool, how many cool things we had. And, you know, saying that, okay, well, we're not done having cool things. We're cool places
here.
There's
going to be new and different ones.
There's going to be new and different ones. Like, let's make those things happen. Yeah. And they are happening, and they have been happening for a long time. It's just like you will hear and read Tim Nugent from the Economic Alliance of Kankakee County preach and preach all up and down about how it's just not true that manufacturing is non-existent in Kankakee County. That's a thing, that's a myth of the past.
I've been a lot of those meetings, and you hear the updates and new businesses growing or coming into space that people thought was not being used, and it is. And that's where some of the recognitions of, you know, mid-size market growth, Kankakee has been in top areas nationally, sometimes like top 10, I think multiple years. And so that, I love that aspect, that whether it's economic development or community or leadership or people who have voice through media or podcasting is to tell the rest of the story and to really shine that light on what is happening and what could happen if we choose to focus on the good and tell those stories alongside of the tough stories that need to be told, but don't lift us up in the same way and inspire us.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
I think this area has been mired in negativity, like, you know, from the 80s and even the 90s, because manufacturing did move out and everybody just kept talking about that and then didn't talk about, well, how are we going to change that? And I think that's a different conversation we're having now. It's like, everybody's like, yeah, that, okay, that's great. Let's talk about now. Let's talk about what we're doing now. What is happening now? What are the, you know, what are the Jake Lamars, you know, doing and talking about, you know, what are the other, you know, people of industry, you know, kind of putting the pieces together.
It's the entrepreneurial wave that I think has really emerged.
Yeah, the four breweries now. Like, yes. I would have never have thought that there would be four breweries in Kankakee County. Like,
right.
That's awesome. I love that. It's so cool. And I definitely was, you know, I've lived in the area for 16 years. I was definitely one of the people sitting on the couch complaining about Kankakee, but doing nothing about it. The one thing that got me connected to, and again, it was a community thing. One thing that I got connected with was Merchant Street Music Festival. Top tier music festival in our
That was
county.
The hook for you.
That was the hook for me. I was like, I've been to like top tier music festivals. Like, what? I go, whoa, this is happening in my county, in my city? This is awesome. I'm like, so, okay. And instantly just like, oh, this is how I can be a part. And then I made great friendships and just connections doing that. And that's the key. And that's the key. Like, yeah, we need to talk about the past, but we also need to talk about the present and the future. Like, what are we going to do?
Yeah.
And I think that's what Kankakee Podcast has been doing.
That's literally what it's all about, is coming up with solutions. You know, that's something I almost stress anytime someone asks me about the podcast in an interview or anything, is that I don't want people to get the impression that because I'm focusing on the positive things does not mean I don't want to talk about the negative things or show light to those things. I'm fine talking about them, but I want to talk about them in the sense of
a balance.
Yeah, a balance, but also talk about those negative things in the sense of, okay, well, let's figure out what we can do about that. Instead of just complaining about, you know, oh, we used to have A.O. Smith here, and they employed, you know,
hundreds
of people in the area. And, we don't have that anymore. And it's like, okay.
Let's talk about all the other companies we do have.
Yeah,
we do
let's, have. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, let's talk about what we do have, but let's talk about what else we could possibly bring in. It was kind of like when we were putting in, the county was putting in a bid trying to get Amazon to have a distribution center here, or whatever they call those fulfillment centers. And there were so many people that are just like, huh, like this place is it's a crap hole. Why are they going to come here and have
they're lost?
Or maybe it was
past.
Their headquarters. Maybe that's what it was. It wasn't a distribution center.
Actually, it was going to be one of their headquarters.
And people just thought that was just way out of our reach. And I don't think it was necessarily out of our reach, but I also don't think it, I think it's okay to try to reach for things that might be out of our reach just because you don't know.
Right.
But don't count yourself out before you try.
Right. We have to try. And we also have to, let's say that didn't work out, but what if another company comes along and is like, I wonder what some of those other cities that submitted to Amazon at their headquarters that they didn't choose. I'm gonna look those up real quick and see.
Yeah.
Oh, Kankakee.
Let's go.
That's one. Maybe this company is just like a step down from Amazon.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, Kankakee. Wow. They got all these railroads.
Yeah.
All these trucking logistics companies. They've got a river.
We need to take a look at that.
And then what if they end up here? It's just, and it's all hypothetical, but,
But as those things come along, really in a broad spectrum, I found myself, especially the last couple of 3 years, just saying, why not?
Why not? It's just, it goes back to the riverfront. I keep seeing comments on social media saying, okay, well, what about a 10-year plan, worst case scenario? What does that look like? And yada, yada, yada. And it's like, well, the thing is, we need to be open to trying out the Kankakee Riverwalk. And we have to also go into it keeping in mind that if it fails, let's say it doesn't turn out the way we all hope it will, that's okay.
Yeah.
That is fine.
And what if it turns out better?
But what I'm saying is it's okay if it doesn't reach the expectations we hoped because, well, we got to do something.
We'll
because
move the dial.
Because I feel like the alternative is just, okay, let's just not try anything and just talk about the heydays of what used to be here. Right. It's like we need to continue to. So, you know, if the Riverwalk, if it doesn't work out, that's fine. That's okay. We tried it. Let's try something else now.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So we know what didn't work.
Right.
So we can look and see what we have tried. And then, well, we haven't tried that yet. Yeah. So let's try this next thing. And that'll be the new project. And maybe that project will be the big
that gets one traction we were all hoping for.
Right. But if we didn't have that Riverwalk project, we wouldn't have learned.
Yeah.
Of what, you know.
Yeah.
So what I've seen so far.
And I really, do think the Riverwalk's going to be great.
I'm very, very optimistic about it because you look at the partners that are involved and the passion. We talked in the past about passionate people committed to that who have the interest and the commitment to stay with those things and to move the dial. And like, it starts with the East Riverwalk and then there's future segments that are intended to
there's a
build this thing out over tens of years.
And that's the thing, like they, you know, they're like, oh yeah, so X amount of years, this is going to happen. Everybody, you know, compares it to the, what is it? The Naperville Riverwalk.
Yes.
And that took,
which was did I say 30 decades? Years ago.
It took decades.
Wasn't it like 30 years?
Yeah. So, 30 plus and it's something like, I know I want to enjoy it now, but I also can see the bigger picture. Like, it'd be great for generations to come to be able to enjoy that. You know? And you're right. It's about the partnerships, about people forward thinking and not just like being mired in, well, it used to be this. And it's like,
There is a balance between those two.
Yeah, sure, there is.
As, you know, you were kind of pointing out about balances and there's is a balance between, you know, considering what worked and what didn't work. But it's just that we do have to try these things and see if they work out. Because if we don't try, then, you know. And that's what I love about being proud to be from Kankakee County, the area, is that I can see that they're not afraid to try. And then when I drive through a smaller city that's, or a city that's maybe the size of Kankakee, or maybe it's smaller, or maybe it's the size of Manteno or whatever it is. And I'll drive through there and I see there's potential, but it's just like, you can tell it's completely gone to the wayside.
It's on this side of it.
They don't take care of their town the way it looks. And you're just like, oh, that's kind of,
there's so much like, oh, that's potential sad. And capacity.
Yeah. There. You're just like, man, this downtown like looks so cool, but it looks like they don't care. And it's just kind of sad to see that. And I'm proud that we live in a place where
it's in process.
It's in the process. And so many steps have been taken to make sure our town looks good. You know, people want a Portillo's for crying out loud. But guess what? Portillo's isn't going to happen until our region is a certain population, certain median income. But do you think those people that have those incomes are going to come down here if our town or our areas look they look like slums?
Yeah.
No. They're not going to want to move down here.
Right. And that's where the, like you said, the renovation and the newness of spaces and parts of the city that have really come a long way is where it's really exciting to think about.
And rethinking the spaces too.
And it's also, you know, it is upkeeping those renovations too. Yes. It is preserving those renovations to make sure that our investment is holding.
And I love when those things are rooted in history. I mean, we're we're sitting in a building now that's been here for decades and for over 40 years was a family business. And now there's new multiple businesses in this particular space, us being one of them. To me, that's a part of the differences and things that are happening here in the heart of Kankakee and Kankakee County.
Yeah, you're carrying the torch.
Yeah, we're trying to. And so here in our last minute or two, I don't want to neglect to allow you to give a shameless pitch. If people hear our podcast and think that's pretty cool, I want to check out this Kankakee podcast. Tell them where they can find that and how they can listen in to both of us.
So KankakeePodcast.com, they can find links to all the platforms there. Or if you're just like, you already know, I listen to podcasts on Apple. Mm-hmm. You can listen to us on Apple Podcasts. So we're all on all the major platforms.
There you go.
We're on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Kankakee Podcast. Those are pretty much all the places that people can find us. And if you want to learn more about the people and places of Kankakee County, past, present, a little bit into the future, I do my best to try to cover it all. As I have been saying, there's so many communities within our community.
True.
And I'm trying to do my best to highlight all of them. And I'm trying my best to kind of rotate and work things out as best I can. So, because I like to see it as it's a podcast for everyone in the community. There should be at least one episode so far in our repertoire that you can relate to, something that you're interested in.
Yeah. So, I think you're doing a great job with it.
Thank you.
So many good stories told and yet to be told.
Yeah. Yes.
So we appreciate you coming in and giving us a little peek into what you're working on, what you're doing. Yeah. It's been great to have you on Leadership Level Up Podcast. Keep leading that conversation about the community and the area through your podcast and the other work that you're doing. So thanks for coming and being with us.
Yeah. Thanks, Jake.
It's been an honor. Thank you, guys.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Leadership Level Up. Please subscribe so you don't miss future conversations with great leaders.
Also, be sure to follow Converge on LinkedIn, Facebook, and at Converge Group LLC on Instagram.